The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services will begin hearing input on proposals to allow prescription drugs from abroad into the U.S. I'm Robbie Gaffney. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is referring to plans aimed at lowering drug costs for consumers. One would allow states to develop programs to import Canadian drugs. The other guides international manufacturers on how to bring their drugs into the U.S.
Today, for the first time in history, HHS and FDA are open for business on importation.
Until recently, the HHS has opposed the idea of importing drugs. Azar says pressure from President Donald Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has caused him to rethink his stance on the issue.
The increase in size, the vertical and horizontal integration, and the globalization of these large pharmacy chains, as well as the very large wholesale distributors, with operations in Canada and elsewhere, we believe this creates this opportunity for a business-to-business connectivity between the Canadian and the American systems.
The National Institute of Health released a report in 2017 that compared drug prices in Canada versus America. It found prices in Canada to be lower. But despite the new push to allow importation, Azar cannot provide a timeline on when the program will start. For WFSU News, I'm Robbie Gaffney.